This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Jim in Oakland wants to weigh in on the Juwan Jennings situation. Hi, Jim. What are you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? I'm just driving home from work, and I never thought I'd say this, but I had to call in and agree with you, Mr. Willard, 110%. Yes, indeed. You're 100% on point with the fact that you need to realize that you're going to get your ass cut after you sign a contract if you get hurt, number one. Number two, everybody's got to get over the fact that these NFL players make what they make. And if you want to look at a relative cop that would actually kind of put things in perspective, think of Brandon Ayuk. If he listened to all you guys, reported, blew out his knee last year, where do you think he would be this year trying to get a contract? That's it.
It's a great point. Guys. Yeah, Jim, thanks. And I hate to sort of like jump in that boat because I have all kinds of opinions about the Ayuk situation. And
you
how,
hated it.
Well, the Niners misplayed it. Yeah, they absolutely misplayed the whole thing. And I hate the way that all went down. But it is a wonderful, wonderful comp. Do you remember how many people called this radio station and said, damn it, Brandon, why don't you just play on the final year of your deal? Why don't you bet on yourself? How many of you Kuminga followers right now are doing that? Just bet on yourself, dude. It's going to work out. And what would Brandon have made this offseason if he had gone out there and leg explodes week six? He would have lost, I mean, millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Now, I know that's not a perfect comp because we're talking about someone who has already re-signed a contract in Juwan Jennings.
Ah, there it is.
As opposed to Brandon Ayuk. But no, but that doesn't really change the fact that when you're in the NFL, your contracts are not guaranteed, you can be cut, and you're coming up on the final year of your deal. This is not an unprecedented thing. We're acting like,
of course, it's not unprecedented.
I mean, this is all over the league right now.
Yes,
yeah. Is Trey Hendrickson?
Trey Hendrickson, exactly.
Is he supposed to show up? Is he, hey, you signed a deal, dude. You signed a deal. So let's go. Get your butt into camp.
Yeah.
Start banging helmets. Let's go.
I mean,
is he supposed to?
Have to. It's not about supposed to, and it's not about what you are contractually obligated to do. And you know, Juwan Jennings is injured. He's got a calf that is
maybe
to the, well, that's what they're telling us. Kyle Shanahan has said
in a week.
Shanahan has said that he saw it and he saw the calf, and so he said that based on the imaging,
yes,
however long ago that was, that there was an injury. And you're right. Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, Trey Hendrickson, none of these guys, quote unquote, has to show up. Just because you're under contract and just because you've already been paid out some $6 million in a signing bonus, when you got that $6 million signing bonus, you were all happy to sign that and show up and get your money, and that's great. And then you had a wonderful year that was circumstantial, and the circumstances were you threw it more than normal, you didn't have other receivers who were good, you put up good numbers, and your team wasn't very good. So now, after that, well, now I want to get more money,
yeah,
because I had a good year. So you're allowed to go there and do it, and the team's allowed to say, no, you signed a contract. We gave you $6 million in a signing bonus, so now you're going to come back to us? I'm not denying him his right to do whatever he wants, and you have a contract, so do I. I can decide tomorrow that, well, I'm off tomorrow, but Monday, I can decide, you know what? I'm not happy with my contract.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back until they do right by me.
Well, that's not gonna
and
go
this
well
company
for you, but,
can say, oh, okay.
No, I know.
Turns out Mark Grandy's really good.
I know, so you're explaining what each side has a right to do. I guess that, like, I understand that. I'm just saying that I hear a lot of people criticizing Juwan for this, and I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. This is it is an odd dynamic that exists in sports media, and sports fandom, which is that we get mad at the player when these disagreements happen, but we never get mad at the owner. And then we'll say things about the player like $8 million is not enough for you.
What's to get mad at the owner right now in this situation?
Okay, well, it's not just this situation. We're bringing up Trey Hendrickson, Micah Parsons, for example. What's to get mad at the owner for? You are not taking care of players who have played well for you and deserve something. Now, if you don't think that applies to Juwan, that's fine. I'm not saying you have a crazy opinion. But Juwan is not the one or the only one who deserves to be criticized here. So many of you are lined up to say, you signed a deal, now be there. And none of you are there to say that when a player like, who's got Brian Robinson's back right now? He's got a contract,
right?
But the Commanders are going to cut him. Why is that okay? Why is that okay? And it's not okay for the player to say, listen, I think that this deal is a little out of alignment right now, and I'd like it to be reviewed. That's really all he's saying. So if you don't agree and you don't think the Niners should do anything, good on you. That's cool. But I don't think Juwan's done anything that deserves criticism. I really don't.
I don't know if it's necessarily criticism, but if I'm the 49ers, you're not Trey Hendrickson, you're not Micah Parsons, you're not Brandon Ayuk, you're not Nick Bosa. You're Juwan Jennings. You had a good year. You had a good year for a bad team.
Had more than a good year.
Well, you can use whatever word you want.
He's been a very good player.
He's been good.
Yes.
He's been a good player.
Seventh round draft pick.
Sixth doesn't matter where you were drafted.
No, it doesn't.
That ship has sailed.
But he's a very good player.
He's a good player.
Who proved last year that he's better than we thought he was.
Okay, great. So when your contract is up and you have that year in a contract year, we will reward you, or you can go out there in the open market. Just because you had a good year on a bad team, we went 6-11 with your good year. Does that mean we got to give you $17 million a year?
It does not, but I think you're dismissing the physicality of this sport.
I'm not at all.
Well, yeah, you are, because people are saying, like, you're not a free agent. So you have to wait till you're a free agent. Well, you know what? One of my feet might be turned the other way by then. So I got to ask now. Like that, I think that's totally fair. And none of us can walk in those shoes. You've talked to these people. I've talked to these people. We've hosted with these people. Call Lowe and ask what he thinks. This is freaking unbelievably excruciating pain. Every week, every year, they dread showing up to camp because they know how much it hurts. And I'm not playing a violin for them. They signed up for it. But the nature of the physicality of the sport is why owners are allowed to cut you before your deal's up, because no one wants to guarantee 5 years like they do in the NBA or MLB, because they know damn well there's a high likelihood you ain't going to make it to the end of that.
Exactly.
So same, it's got to go the other way then too. You cannot tell someone you signed your deal, even though it's out of whack. You have to show up and put your body through that again. Sorry, too bad. Tough nuts. Like
he doesn't have to show up and do that.
Well, but then he doesn't get any money at all.
Well, there you go. So like, what do you want, Juwan?
I want a middle ground.
Right. Well, the middle ground
I just want Juwan to not be criticized. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if it's criticism, and I'm not necessarily criticizing him. I'm just saying that when you sign a contract and you agree to a 2-year deal and you get a boatload of money, upfront and a signing bonus. We have to also remember that the team broke you off a nice, handsome signing bonus for you to be here for 2 years. And year one, yeah, you were well beyond what your annual salary was. So good for both of us. Good for you, because you're 1 year away from being a free agent. And if you do it again, then you're going to get the massive money you want.
If
and
you
in the meantime,
if you do
we
it again.
Get, well, I mean, what are you supposed to do about Brock Purdy? And I know contractually you couldn't give him money before the time that you did, but Brian Robinson's an interesting one. Where
I mean, meet in the middle is all I'm saying. Like, if you keep bringing up this, like, oh, because he probably would. If you were on the open market right now, he might command $15 to $17 million. I don't think the Niners can or should do that. But, like, is there something? Can you? Hey, how you doing, dude? Like, great year.
Right.
Like, can you? Like,
so
is
then
there
the next
something?
Guy who has a good year.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Then it's like, hey, you did it for
actually,
all these other guys. Can you do it for me?
And they all do that. There's no NFL
and the Niners
player.
Don't always give them the money,
you
which
don't?
Is why Mooney Ward is gone.
Like, this is such an under-the-covers thing because no one even really remembers it. Do you remember when Raheem Mostert did this? And Raheem Mostert is not as good as Juwan Jennings, but they used him a lot, and he had a massive game in the NFC title game, and he came back, and I think he was making about $1.5 million. And they were like, dude, Raheem Mostert is requesting a trade. And it was on Twitter, and people were laughing at the agent. They're like, Raheem Mostert is requesting a trade? Fine, we'll use Jeff Wilson. Whatever, dude. Matt Breed is here. What are you talking about? But do you know what the Niners did? Something. They didn't do nothing. And I don't even know exactly what the number was. They guaranteed something. They lopped another $1 million on there or something. Just let, like reward the guy. And again, I'm not even here. I'm not saying the Niners are doing anything wrong. I've said a number of times in this conversation, I see both sides. I just do not like the concept of fans lining up to be like, I hate it when guys won't honor their contract, when nobody ever says boo when the owners don't honor the contract. They don't.
Well, they don't have to.
Right.
And that's the nature of the Players Association and the league, and that's where the players kind of screwed up to where they don't have the leverage. And in football, you're not going to have the leverage. And if you want to go across the league and talk about how many players can actually hold their team's feet to the fire, the number is about, percentage-wise, about 2%.
A lot of guys do
3%.
It.
Or 3%.
Did Ayuk not do it?
Right. And I don't know if he actually was that player, but he got the Niners to blink.
I mean,
he got the Niners to blink. They overpaid him. He got hurt. They dealt Debo. And now where are we, Niners?
Yeah.
You screwed it up.
Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I think that's the point. Like,
well, and the Brian Robinson one's a great case because he is set to make about $3 million this year. And they have a guy that they drafted, and they have Austin Eckler on the team. And so, like, whatever, B-Rob, go ahead and fold your arms and pout in the corner, and we're going to be all right.
No, I think they think someone else is better. That's kind of the point. So they're like, let's get rid of him now before he asks for a raise in a year. I get it, but he's got a contract, and Washington is about to tear it in half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.